Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hello everybody out there in Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Reynolds, the super producer here in the studio today. It's been kind of a rough morning so far. Hey, do you all remember your first barbecue or smoker? Mine was a homemade job. I took a 55-gallon drum, cut it in half, had a friend weld some supports, bought a piece of stainless steel grate. We welded four legs on it, punched some holes in the bottom, and voila, I had a barbecue. And I literally burnt the hell out of everything. So in keeping with the notion of the barrel, the barbecue barrel, today we have the privilege of talking with Noah Glanville from the Pit Barrel Cookers, currently in Kentucky via Colorado. Noah, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
No problem. We're going to get into a lot of things, but I want to tell people right off the top of the show here that you are a veteran from the Iraq engagement there. And so thank you for that. And I know you do a lot to support veterans, but let's talk about how you came up with the idea of the Pit Barrel Barbecue first.
Sure. So I've always had a love for, I appreciate the introduction, by the way. I've always had a love for food and barbecue and grilling and cooking outdoors, especially where I grew up and with our family, we cooked on drums. We cooked on a lot of different styles and type grills. When I was in the service, my dream was to go to culinary school. Didn't make very much money, obviously, in the service, especially as an enlisted guy. But saved all the money I could, did some contracting overseas after I got out, and figured I was going to go to culinary school and open up a restaurant. And that was kind of the dream. And I realized that, obviously that's a tough business to get into. Going from being a military guy to just opening up a restaurant and not only do you have a location, but running a business and managing the business and also food. And I was really on to drum cooking the typical drum style cooking has been around. It's been around a long time in the capacity of, just putting a grill grate in there and resting the meat on the grill, like a traditional grill.
Sure.
or smoker or pit. And I realized that we could get away with a smaller drum style cooker in an upright manner if we hung the meat. And in hanging the meat, which now is caught on and is getting more and more popular all the time, in hanging the meat vertically, you can fit a lot more in there. We realized that and the heat obviously goes up. And it doesn't interfere versus the heat wanting to come up from the heat source, and then it hits a wall when the meat is laying flat
right
on a grill, and it really throws off the convection and how it cooks. So you do get some inconsistencies, and that's one thing that a lot of people notice is with this meat hanging method, everything cooks so consistently, and you're able to get away with higher temperature cooks. Less cooking time, but the meat's still just as tender or more tender and juicy due to the fact that the drippings, drip directly down onto the coals, causing that smoke fog to come back up into the meat and producing just some amazing flavor that people are really surprised with. So, through a lot of R&D and, about 29 different prototypes, once we finally discovered the 30-gallon just provided an amazing cooking environment, and it really does. We've tried everything from, you know, 16-gallon and even smaller up to even larger than the 55-gallon drums, and there's just something magical about that 30-gallon environment that just works super well. You know, it's the best bang for the buck as far as capacity and everything. So through a lot of, like I said, R&D and getting it just right with taking all the guesswork out. And that's what's really amazing about our product and what makes it so unique and different than any of the other products that were out on the market is that predetermined coal basket, taking all the guesswork out, a ventilation system that there's no vent to adjust on top. It's preset when you put the lid on, and the only vent to adjust on the bottom is a lower vent cap that you adjust according to your elevation. And so it's really, really kind of an unheard of thing that, you can get and say, okay, I'll adjust it. You know, if it's, you know, from a certain elevation to 2000 feet, it's a quarter way open, and to be able to adjust and make it so simple is, I think, pretty revolutionary and not only taking many steps back and making it easier to cook, because of course as things are progressing in the industry, it's spend more money, make it more complicated, and that's what you have to do in order to have good barbecue or food. And we're going the complete opposite direction. We're making it easy, and you still have just as good a food or better, and at a fraction of the price. So,
Noah, over the years, I mean, when I was a kid, my grandfather had a smokehouse, okay? And probably a lot of people that listen to this show, if they grew up on farms or out in the rural areas, they or somebody they knew had a smokehouse. And what did you do in the smokehouse? You hung the meat. You didn't set it on a shelf. You know, you had a fire, a small fire in the middle of the building or the room. It wasn't ever very big, these smokehouses. And they just kept that smoke just kind of churning up through there. And, you know, smoking the hams, and they smoked chickens, and they did all kinds of stuff. I think you're using the same principle there. It's just a little more intense because it's in a more of a confined area. But it works terrific.
Yeah, and that's just it. I mean, you know, as far as coming up with a creation that encompasses all those things and really works, because, I mean, as you know, there's a lot of barbecue companies out there, and the industry is massive. And to be able to come up with something that, regardless of experience, whether you're a pit master or someone that's never cooked over, you know, open flame a day in your life, this product you can take right out of the box, and in 20 minutes you're cooking food that's, you know, some of the best food you've ever had, much less cooked yourself. And to be able to create a product like that is definitely is different. And, you know, and we get emails all the time, and you know, people do stories about it, just how this thing is so simple and easy to use, and it's a no-brainer. And, you know, and then the frustration of the fact that you spent a lot of money on something that's a lot more complicated, and they're looking at this and it's $2.99 shipped to your door, and they say, and they, you know, they can't believe how simple it is, and the food that it creates. So, you know, we're also really proud to be able to produce a product at a great price point, to where we don't have to gouge the consumer. It's affordable for everybody to be able to get it. You know, and most people, even if you save, or family can get their hands on a $299 cooker shipped to their door, and it's neat to be able to do something like that. So, you know, that's something that gives us a lot of energy when you get the feedback from the customers.
I like it because it's got horseshoes on it too. I'm an old horse guy.
There you go.
So you know, when I saw that, in fact, I saw. I had seen them before, like on the web and stuff, but the first one I think I saw up close and personal was out at Sam's Barbecue out here in Newburgh, just south of Portland, or Sherwood, I mean, and I really liked it. It's a compact, easy unit to use, and for somebody that is not, you know, immersed in barbecue day and night, kind of like I am and other people, I think it's the perfect unit for some of them.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you brought up Sam at Northwest Barbecue. I believe he, just he got into a new location, but he was one of the first guys to carry our product and a believer. Just, you know, he's been in the business a long time, saw something and said, this thing's awesome, and wanted to carry it, which, you know, many calls to different retailers when we first started, you know, 6 years ago. It was, you know, who are you? And so there was a big hill to climb.
Okay.
So we've come a long way.
No, we're going to take a break here on The Nation. We're going to go out with a little music from The Outlaws, and we're going to be back with Noah Glanville from Pit Barrel Cookers right after this.
It's full-flavored radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT along with Reynolds here in the studio. Couple of things before we get back to our guest, Noah Glanville from Pit Barrel Cookers. If you'd like to email us, you can do it at Barbecue Nation, that's BBQNation at KXL.com. Or you can send us a recipe, too, that has its own little email address, recipes at KXL.com. And, Reynolds, you want to tell them about the Facebook page?
You know what I actually do this week?
That's good. I like that.
Facebook.com/BBQNationWithJT.
There you go. We made it. Anyway, if you want to get on there and look at what we post, because we post the shows on there and then, of course, on the cloud every week after the shows have been aired, and we put recipes and other things on there, little news bits once in a while. It's a lot of fun. Also, really quickly, I want to say thank you to James Hoke from the Mount Angel Sausage Company out there. James came by, and I was doing a remote last week out at the Northwest Show of Homes, and he gave me some sausage to use in that remote, and it was delightful. So Mount Angel Sausage Company, a little kudos out there to you. Okay, let's get back to talk to Noah Glanville about the Pit Barrel Cookers here. Noah, you were originally in Colorado, then you moved back to one of my favorite states, Kentucky. Why the move?
Well, yeah, so we did. We started out in Colorado. In fact, out in the eastern plains of Colorado, in the middle of nowhere. And you're building a product out at a Quonset buildings, and that's a whole nother story. You know, just you couldn't afford the real estate and you know, commercial space in downtown Denver.
Sure.
So kind of made the sacrifice to get out there. But you know, Colorado is absolutely beautiful. Love that state. You know, I believe you live once, and want to expose my family to, you know, as many great things as we can. And you know, we definitely enjoyed the Rocky Mountains and all the things that it does have to offer. I do miss the fly fishing. I will say that. But we moved to Kentucky. It is absolutely gorgeous out here. And if anybody hasn't seen the leaves turn in October, late October, that is something to put on the bucket list and see. It is absolutely one of the most amazing, gorgeous things I've ever seen. It's probably in the top five. It is just, it is magnificent. So, it's a great place. I mean, the bourbon, you know, seeing that the trail, you know, there's a lot of history here. It's, you know, the people are very friendly. There's, it's just, you know, we live in an area, just outside Louisville, and it's just a neat pocket, great, phenomenal place to raise a young family, and you know, it's just something different. I don't know that this will be the last stop, but it's just a really neat place to be. You know, you're close to a lot of barbecue going on. You've got Indianapolis and Chicago and the Carolinas and you know, down in Tennessee and Nashville and the country scene. I mean, you have so many things within a few hours away.
Right.
And so it's just, it opens up so much more. Colorado, you definitely have, you know, you have the Rockies and you have Denver, but boy, to get to a major big city, you know, you're going a long ways away.
Sure.
And, you know, just some different things, but we really do like the move, the, you know, setting up the office here And, you know, we've got just a phenomenal staff, and that's my number one priority is really having a good product, but having good customer service. I believe that is so important. And
well, they're serious
really focus
about,
on that.
Yeah, they're serious about their barbecue and smoking meats and stuff back in that area of the country. You know, of course, you've got Carolina not too far from you, Northern Carolina, North Carolina, I should say properly. And, you know, they do a little bit different style of barbecue with vinegar and some mustard and things. And then you've got, when I was spending a lot of time in Kentucky, there was always smoked hams and different smoked meats in a lot of the stores and the restaurants and that. And people that were doing it in their at home, in their backyard, so to speak, they were quite serious about it. In fact, up there a little north of Louisville, there was some areas up by Prospect and that they were converting gas stations into roadside delis and smoking their own meats in what used to be the mechanics bays and stuff. I thought it was really interesting. So
yeah, no, it really is. And a lot comes together right here. You've got kind of the Kansas City, you know, sweeter barbecue sauce, you know, ribs, you've got dry rabbit, a lot of things kind of come together. And the food scene here, I'll just add, you know, as far as Kentucky, is, you know, the culinary and the restaurants and all that is unbelievable. It's a really kind of a hip culture, and just how diverse, you know, the food experiences are. It's a lot of fun. Really cool place to live in, or at least come and vacation to check out for sure.
Absolutely. By the way, I want to say hi to a couple of our affiliates, KPNW in Eugene and KACI in the Dalles Hood River, and thank all of our affiliates on the Radio Northwest Network. We are talking with Noah Glanville from the Pit Barrel Cookers. We've got just a minute or so before we have to go to break, Noah. So did you ever fashion anything like this cooker when you were overseas in the Army?
So I would, I was a Navy corpsman.
Oh, okay.
With the Marine Corps. And of course everyone's always proud of their branch of service, and definitely served with lots of Army guys and worked with the Air Force. So all branches of service, and they're all, you know, great people. You know, being a corpsman with the Marine Corps, definitely proud of that. I mean, you're pretty much a Marine. It was more so when I got into contracting over in Iraq and Afghanistan that, you know, we kind of got tired of the food and certain things. So we would go out and get kind of find our own, kind of make kebabs and things. And then, you know, realize, you know, we were able to get a drum and incorporated and did some testing, you know, over there with ventilation and control and what works. And, you know, at times we had extra time on our hands. So I was able to do that and kind of became the known, when I made my rotation over there, you know, people typically looked forward to that, to what I was going to cook and things like that. So it was, I had some, you know, worst and best times of my life doing that, but the food was definitely one of the more positive things.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Noah Glanville. He invented his own goat grab over in Iraq there. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
Got a question for JT? Call him right now at 503-417-9KXL or 877-733-1011.
Welcome back to the Nation. That would be the Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and in KXL, on KXL in beautiful downtown Portland on this sunny Saturday afternoon. I'm JT along with Reynolds here in the studio, and we've got Noah Glanville from Pit Barrel Cookers, currently of Kentucky, but you never know, he might move someplace else, but Kentucky's a pretty cool place. Again, if you would like to email us, it's barbecuenation@kxl.com or recipes@kxl.com, and we'd also like to talk about really quickly our friends over at Bear Mountain Forest Products. They have the best pellets if you're a pellet griller, smoker, cooker. I really think they do have the best pellets on the market. They're clean, they're neat. They're not put together with any glues or adhesives. It's just all natural wood. They have a combination of wood flavors. They use a base pellet mixture of alder around here, and then they'll put the oak or the hickory or whatever you want with it. And so there's no flavor oils either. That's BearMountainForestProducts.com. You can check out the Bear Mountain Barbecue Pellets. So there you go. How about that? We're going to welcome back to the show here Noah Glanville from Pit Barrel Cookers. I've been having fun talking to him off the air, too, here. We were talking about goat grabs and stuff over in the Middle East. If you don't know what that is, ask me sometime and I'll tell you. But it's kind of fun. The first time you go to one, you'll figure out what it is. Let's just put it that way. So, Noah, do you cook at home?
I do.
Do you do all the cooking, or does Amber do some cooking?
It's pretty split. She does some amazing Brussels sprouts that is always the crowd pleaser. We really try to cook as little frozen food and stuff like that. You know, for our family, you know, we're not gluten free or organic or anything like that, which nothing wrong with that. We're pretty lucky to be able to eat everything, but our kids are exposed to a lot of different, everything, and even things that I wasn't raised with. But we do a lot of cooking at home as much as we can. And
Well, yeah, I'm glad you're probably not a vegan if you own a barbecue company. I mean, that would probably make sense, wouldn't it?
Right now, it would be tough for people to trust probably a vegan cooking on a pit barrel or I don't know too many vegan pit masters.
Okay. Okay. Well, now it's our favorite time, our favorite part of the show called the lightning round. Noah Glanville from Pit Barrel Cookers, are you ready?
I'm not sure what it is, but I'll say yes.
Okay. Noah, what is your favorite food to barbecue?
Probably a beef tenderloin or a rack of lamb.
Okay. What barbecue skill took you the longest to master?
Probably the slower crutching and getting that right, the pork shoulders and really the brisket, to get that right, but be able to explain it so that everyone can do it easily and make it simple.
Sure. Which of these would you rather barbecue, a Thanksgiving turkey, a Yule log, a Christmas goose, or the Easter bunny?
Probably the Easter bunny.
There you go. It's the first one that's ever said the Easter bunny. Yay. What is the best day for Noah Glanville contained for activities outside of work?
Probably fishing with my boys. Doing something with the family for me with my boys is everything.
There you go.
For sure.
If you had a choice of one person in the world, who would you like to cook for you?
Boy, that's a tough one. Oh gosh, I don't know if I have an answer for that. I don't know if I can say. There's so many talented people out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to think on that one. There's just so many amazing chefs.
Okay, you can get back to us on that one. If you were declared supreme ruler of barbecue for a week, what would you as supreme ruler decree?
What would I decree? I'm sorry, say that last part?
What would you decree? What would your first order be if you were supreme ruler of barbecue?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I would say everybody cook a tri-tip on the pit barrel and just be blown away by the experience.
There you go. One person you wish could cook for you.
Circling back. Gosh, I don't know. This may surprise you. There's a chef named Seamus Feely. And he worked for the Hillstone Group for a while. He was the executive chef there. And the dishes that he makes and some of the things that he comes up with, it's just like any great chef. When you get some one-on-one and just have fun in the kitchen.
Sure.
Probably him. He's Very talented, and anything he does or is a part of, he's an absolute success.
Okay. Is there one person out there you wish you could cook for?
Some of my customers, really. Our customers are some of the most passionate people, and I get the most enjoyment out of just cooking for, you know, the everyday Joe, and probably our customers. Brings me a lot of good energy, and I think our base.
Okay. Do you have a favorite barbecue book?
I remember deploying over to Iraq once, and I took the Barbecue Bible, one of Stephen Reichlin's books,
right.
And thought, well, I even threw the dictionary in there just to have something. I wasn't sure what I was going to have to be able to read, and
sure,
and threw that in there. So that's you know, there's a lot of great information, and you know, a lot of new things have come out now. But I think that's a good book.
Yeah. Stephen's a friend of the show here. Dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill?
Boy, I could give you a list of those. We had a customer one time that said that the chicken was taking about 7 hours to cook. And yeah, that's a long time for the pit barrel. And after spending about 3 hours on the phone and numerous occasions, I said, do you have FaceTime? And what was going on was, it was lighting the coals and instantly putting the lid on it and never allowing the coals to get going and instantly put it out. So the fire never got going, and that was interesting. I've seen people put the cover, this was one time that the protective cover right on the pit barrel after they got it going, because they felt that would slow it down. And it definitely will slow it down, also melt the cover to the product and all that. So,
yeah.
I've seen some interesting things for sure.
Sure. Okay, a couple more here. What's the worst concert you ever attended?
Worst concert I ever attended? I work a lot, so I don't get to make it to too many concerts, but the ones I have been to have all been actually really good.
Okay, I
couldn't put my finger on the worst.
Let me rephrase that. What's your favorite band or musical group?
George Strait, I think, has always been my number one.
Okay. Next to the last question here, where's the worst place you ever had to cook? The worst place you ever had to cook?
Well, it's the worst and best. Probably Afghanistan.
Okay.
All at the same time. We were cooking one time, and we got rocketed. All at the same time, so we're eating barbecue as rockets are flying overhead, and it was interesting.
I bet. Kind of makes it a little tough to keep that sand out of the chow, you know.
Yeah.
Lastly, liquid smoke should be used for blank. You fill in the blank. Liquid smoke should be used for blank.
Nothing.
That works for me. That works for me. You know
what?
I
don't use it. And that could be. I haven't had enough experience with it. Probably something I should dive into a little more before I say nothing. But I'm not a fan as of right now for it. I think you can. I'm not quite sure what's going on there.
I got it, and we're gonna get a letter from them someday, Reynolds, saying, you know, quit picking on us. Anyway, we're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to be back, wrap up with Noah Glanville from the Pit Barrel Cookers right after this. Stay with us.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and at KXL in beautiful downtown Portland. I'm JT, along with Reynolds, super producer. And if you don't recognize that music, that is the Outlaws, and that's the kind of intro riffs into Ghost Riders, which we'll wrap up the show with that today. We've been very fortunate to talk to Noah Glanville today, from Pit Barrel Cookers, currently of Kentucky. And Noah served our country just like Reynolds did, and we appreciate both of them, but we're talking barbecue here. So is there anything you've done in our, that haven't done, I should say, Noah, in the barbecue business that you would like to do?
You know, I think that you know, having some a restaurant that uses the Pit Barrel Cookers in a larger fashion is something that's of interest. You know, our success of the brand keeping things simple has created the opportunity to take some of the financial success and do some things that I'm very passionate about, and that's you know, basically helping out the veteran.
Sure.
And so, you know, I tie this to the answer to the question is, you know, we are definitely, you know, besides coming out with different accessories and growing the current product, I think that this business and the people that buy the product, you know, you're every time you buy a Pit Barrel, you're a part of one, you know, supporting our military folks, but the bigger picture idea is to help out a lot of those veterans. And I think about those guys every day, the men and women that, especially the guys that come back from overseas, and everyone's experience is different. And some of these guys, come back and, you know, I was fortunate. I've definitely struggled with PTSD but I was able to fortunately jump into something, stay focused on it, you know, grab it by the tail and not let go. And that's where I put my energy. And, you know, you either put that in, that energy either goes negative or it goes positive. And, you know, I've been lucky and it went positive for me. And I want to do that for more of the guys out there. So that's something. We have some bigger ideas for vets becoming entrepreneurs, helping them get their business started, and things like that, regardless of what it is. So that's kind of the next phase of where I'd like to take things.
I like that. Is that the Folds of Honor program?
Well, so right now our organization is not, it's not completely set up. So, and that's something, there's a lot of moving parts to what we're looking to do. And so we're working on that.
Okay.
And it will happen. Currently we donate a portion of the proceeds of every Pit Barrel, every regular Pit Barrel, a portion of the proceeds goes to Folds of Honor, and it's a outstanding organization. And then we also recently offer for the police and fire portion custom logo plate for the police and then the fire guys, and we donate to the appropriate organizations for them as well. And so, you know, portion of the proceeds goes to them. So you can order the custom logo plate, you know, right online, and then back to the military, we offer custom military logo plates representing each branch of service, and same thing. When we sell one of those, a portion of the proceeds goes to Folds of Honor as well.
That's cool. That's very cool. Noah Glanville, it was very cool to have you on Barbecue Nation today. I appreciate it. You want to give out your website and contact information there? We will put it on our Facebook page and, all, of course, all that stuff, but usually if you want to give that out, we'll let you.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Best way to reach us is just pitbarrelcooker.com and something I'm proud of. You know, you can always contact us. There's always somebody available. After hours, it's me picking up the phone still. And that's 502-228-1222. And that's our headquarters office right here in Kentucky.
Very good. Noah, thank you very much. Hey, McGarian's on deck and Bushlack's coming up here. We'd like to thank everybody in the network that listens to Barbecue Nation. And remember, folks, turn it, don't burn it. And you can check out my website at thecowboycook.com. A little more Ghost Riders for you as we head out the door. We hope you have a good week, and we will talk more barbecue on the Nation next week. Take care, everybody.